KFACOT. Are you 8?
RUH, good morning.
Anthony, I believe it is. How you doing, Greg, over here, WDAKLO?
It is. Good morning, Greg. How you doing? Well, it's almost not morning anymore.
Yeah, you're right about that. Beautiful day today. Just planning on throwing some ribs on the grill and hanging out today.
Very cool. Yeah, I'm about 5 minutes out from my destination. I am headed to a park for a family barbecue that I'll hang out at for a little while and then head back home for a neighborhood barbecue. So all the fun today.
Oh, yeah. Good deal. Yeah, the smoke will be rolling today, hopefully all over the place. I know it will be here. I'll be smoking some ribs. All right, my friend. Well, it's good hearing you out there. We'll cut you loose here. WD8KLL. I'll be clear on your final, Anthony. Have a great day.
You too, sir. And I will. I'll be back in the car in a couple hours. I'll call out if you're hanging out, smoking ribs, and listening in. I'll catch up with you later. This is KE8RUH.
Sounds good, Anthony. 73s. Have a good day. KF8DRC from WD8KLL. KF8DRC, Jack, you out there from WD8KLL? No copy on KF8DRC, WD8KLL clear.
KF8S in the mobile.
Go ahead, Dave. KF8TIC. Good morning, Tim.
Wondering what your point is about sending packets across the analog frequency. W8CMN. somebody doesn't know how to work their radio.
Yeah, apparently. Been doing it for a couple of days now, so they don't know how to keep the APRS apparently on the VHF side.
I had a radio that would only do it on one side. I think it's this one, my Yaesu 400. And so if you had it turned on and then you changed frequency, it would continue to do it on whatever frequency you're on. It's weird. I don't remember. I don't use it, so I don't remember what the deal was. But I remember it got me once. Did you look at what site it's coming in on?
It was on the Flying Bears, but now they just switched it over to VHF, so there you go. Take that for what it's worth.
Huh, that's unusual. We get all the idiots. You guys get all the lids. Huh.
Yeah, they switched it over to VHF Lapeer. Now it was on Mount Clemens.
Somebody that actually can hit Lapeer and Mount Clemens. Somebody up in the northern reaches.
And they just sent it on Fenton.
We should get a few of those, what the hell are they, Krakens, put them at, strategically locate them at a few of our sites. Just remotely triangulate everything instantly.
Yep. If you're a hater and you don't like it, just go away.
I honestly think they're just stupid. You know, I don't think it's intentional.
Yeah, the last one was on 3-8. There you go. Man, beautiful day out here.
Yep. You can't change that from a weather perspective. Nice puffy clouds, blue skies, beautiful temps. And it would otherwise be a beautiful day, except for I just saw my water tank seems to be leaking.
Your water tank? You haul water?
Yep. I don't know what it is. I'm hoping it's just something. Hope it's the release valve. Because it's just a trickle. I gotta investigate. Didn't put that damn water tank in all that long ago.
Man, I thought all you guys down there had city water.
Well, we do, but it's awfully cold to shower with, so we do like to heat it up.
All I heard is water tank. I didn't hear hot water heater. Got it.
Well, it ain't a hot water heater, it's a cold water heater.
Huh. Captain Obvious never made that connection.
Yeah. Next question is, why do you park in a driveway and drive on a parkway?
Oh, my.
All righty, anyhow, we'll let you get back to the beautiful day. I got to go to the Lowe's and Home Depot and see how much this is going to cost me. You know, I figured this. I just had a little fun money, and I bought a new laptop. You know, it figures, of course, off to the hardware, W8FU.
Oh, come on, Sean. We all know you just, that's just chump change for you. Chump, chump. Talk to you later. Have fun. Keep it up, Stubbier.
I remember we inherited a Dodge minivan from my father-in-law. When he passed, we got his minivan. He worked for Chrysler, and he had this. It was old when we got it, but it was really, really low mileage and in perfect condition. And
our lease had expired a few months later, and we had this car, and I thought, I don't care. It's paid for. We don't owe a dime on it. I don't have to go out and get another lease. And I was just, I was tickled pink. I didn't care what it was. I just liked the fact that I had a late model, low mileage vehicle, and I didn't have no payments, and I could drive that thing, and that son of a bitch got stolen. It's the only car I've ever had stolen. They stole that. At valet parking at Henry Ford Hospital, no less. You know, like, we had it probably 6 months. I'm like, you know, can I ever just, you know, no, no. All right. I digress. It's KF8BOT. Kilo Fox 8, Baker Oscar Thomas. That's who's sending the crap.
Oh, you just decoded it?
I figured it'd be a KF8.
What was the call, Sean?
KF8, Bravo, Oscar, Tango.
Eric Crawford, Bush Road, Holly, Michigan.
Yep, new guy. Just suspect, just mistake. Doesn't know he has it on. Because, you know, that's the problem. You don't hear anything on your radio. It's just silently doing that. We all hear it, but the person that's accidentally got it on the radio doesn't.
Right. Yep, I hear you.
All right, well, hopefully he heard me when I called him over on the MAC and let him know. So, good deal. Which machine was he in? Man, if he's in Holly, which of the FBI machines was he on, do you know?
No, sorry, I don't.
All right, well, no big deal. Just, all right, we'll catch you later. Maybe we won't hear it anymore. W8FU.
Okay, 7-3, KBSW.
Knuckleheads on Mayville. Eric, please turn off your APRS. Anything on your B side of your radio is blasting out your call. WR, W8FU.
Go ahead.
I ended up sending an email. Seems like it's stopped since then.
I also sent him an email, so, but I didn't get no reply.
Nor did I. So, yeah, you know, people are embarrassed when they do something, you know, they don't intend on it. The best thing to do is just kind of like go, you know, yeah, my bad, took care of it. That's the best way to handle it. Because when you don't reply out of embarrassment, then people think, well, did he get it or not? Is he still clueless? You know, whatever. But I think, based on not hearing it for a while, I think we got it.
Okay. Okay, I'll get back to what I'm doing. I just heard you call me, so working, trying to figure out this little speed sensor. Thanks. Catch you later. Keep it up, WR.
Alright, catch you later. WNFU. W8FU, this is N8WRO, Richmond. W8FU, Sean, if you're available, this is N8WRO.
Hey, Sean, that guy's on VHF, if you want to jump over there. KBF's up here. W8FU, KBS up here.
Yo!
Yeah, did you copy all that on VHF?
No, I literally just got back in the car. Had to make a stop.
Okay, Eric was over on VHF talking to somebody from down there. I don't know. I don't know who it was, but I'm sure he's probably listening here anyways. Eric said that, yeah, it was done by mistake, so you were right on that one. He's got corrected now.
All right, cool. Yeah, it's good to just get confirmation that he got the message and it's all set. So I've done the same. Not the end of the world. All right, very good. I'm glad that he responded.
Yep, sounds good. I am too. All right, just wanted to let you know. Pass it along. KBS up here. Back to working on a school speed sensor.
All right. Catch you later. I'll be at FU.
W8FU, N8WRO, Richmond.
Well, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you as well. That was me. I caught his call sign when I was monitoring 7.2, and he had no clue. So, but he went inside and took care of it. So all is well now.
Yeah, it's funny because when it comes to a repeater, especially multiple repeaters over a network, you don't always catch it because by the time the repeater reacts and network lag and all that other stuff. I got lucky and I decoded it once. So I called out for him a couple of times. Wasn't sure if he heard me or not. And then I emailed him, and I guess Jeff emailed him as well. So I'm glad that one of us finally got through one way or the other. So, but I have the same radio, and it's a little deceiving because if you turn that beaconing on and you think it's assigned to the APRS channel that you have in your radio, but it's not. It's global. And anything in the B band on that radio will beacon. It doesn't matter what you got it on. So it's kind of tricky.
Yeah, he just figured that out just a few minutes ago, exactly what you said. He says, oh my gosh, I've been all over. And, he doesn't know it's happening when it's happening. So, yeah. He took care of it right away once I mentioned it. So all is good. I tried to, the only way I got to do it is put the DigiLink on one of my radios. And I was trying to do it yesterday because I heard it yesterday. But as fate would have it, every time I had it all set up, it would stop. So, yeah, there you go. Anyways, it's resolved. All set then. N8WRO, Tim Richmond, after you, Sean.
Yep, happens to everybody. There's other certain things that happen. Somebody gets a node and they end up linking a couple of things together that they shouldn't. That's another one of those rite of passage things. Now, you learn, and you listen, and
you know, a lot of times you don't know enough about the technology, like that linking thing in All-Star, you know, until it hits you, it doesn't click, you know, and then, but when it does, it's like you never make that mistake again. And so there's several things like that. So, okay, anyhow, I'm going to get inside the grocery store here, do a little grocery shopping, and get on with my day. What a beautiful day it is. Catch you later, Tim. W8FU.
Have a good one, Sean. And 8WRO.
Sean's gone. I'm going to check the East Coast of Lane. ESJL making dumb jokes.
And at APX testing.
Man, I can never find my Topo Chico.
Yeah, I'm probably not looking in the right place.
No. They got it where I'm going.
Come on, move. Hooks up with this guy.
Anyhow, no, they got it, but they're always out. So, I know I could find it. It's just a long drive.
Okay, what is it, and where do you get it?
It is a sparkling water called Topo Chico. And you can get it at Kroger Marketplace, which is where I just left. And around here, I can't think of anywhere else. Myers doesn't carry it. I know they got it at some of the higher-end places, you know, but they charge accordingly. So I usually get it for between $12 and $14 for a 12-pack, so a buck a piece. But you go to, like, Holiday Market down here, fancy, you know, they're up over $20 for a 12-pack, so that's crazy.
Yeah, so what is it, a flavored sparkling water or something, or no-cal thing? What's so good about it?
Sparkling water with a, they got a hint of lime, they got a hint of grapefruit, and they got a plain. I always get the hint of grapefruit, and I just like to have those iced up in the fridge when it's warm. It's my go-to.
Oh, okay. There's so many kinds of those things. You never know. I was just at Costco this morning, and they were sampling some other thing that's all like lemon plus other hints of like blueberry or lime or whatever else, but slightly carbonated. It was pretty good. I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, so this, of course, is Zero Cal. You know, it's a sparkling water. And, yeah, I just like it. I suppose if I tried some other ones, I might find another, but these seem to be the go-to. They're getting quite popular, but they're not everywhere yet. Kroger Marketplace, like I said, in the higher end, like places, you know, probably got them at Westbourne Market, probably got it at Holiday, probably not at Hollywood. I know that the normal Kroger doesn't carry it, so. The Kroger by my kids, they generally have it, unless they got a run on it. I don't know, it's not stocking the shelves quite as robustly as I think demand entails. It seems like it flies off the shelf, particularly the grapefruit.
Comment?
Sedan.
Okay. Well, I was thinking maybe Bush's mine. I don't know if you have Bush's out where you are. Go ahead. Comment.
This is Doug in Allen Park, KF8DRJ. The drink that you seek is at Walmart or Target.
Hey,
got Topo Chico at Target, literally right across the street from the restaurant. Man, if that's the case, I'm going to kick myself. That is the closest place to my house that could possibly have stuff like that.
Well, about that. Well, according to the internet, yes.
If you can believe what's on the internet.
Well, I won't do Walmart, but if they had it, I might do a curbside with them for that. But, boy, it'd be nice if Target had it. Boy, how easy would that be, huh?
Well, I was just watching the U.S. Open, and I heard you talking about it. Looked it up real quick and thought, all right, I'll give the guy a hand. Anyway, you guys are a key, so I'll jump back out. This is Doug, KF8DRJ, down in Allen Park. I'll be clear.
Close to Jake's call. Okay. Give me the name of that stuff one more time. Topo what?
Yeah, thank you, Doug. Jump in any time. I'm going to guess you're on the 175 machine, being down there. Yeah, Topo, T-O-P-O, Chico, C-H-I-C-O, Topo Chico. Comes in a yellow cardboard box, and it's got lime, you know, green highlights on the bottom, if it's the lime. It's got great pinkish kind of on the bottom, if it's the grapefruit. So, anyhow. Topo Chico, and like I said, it's in a yellow cardboard box. It comes in 12 packs.
Well, if we see any around in our travels, I'll make a mental note. ABPR, Marine Mobile.
Okie dokie. Yeah, I have a couple places that are you know, that have it that I haven't really searched out because I generally am able to get it at those locations. But the last couple of times I went to my marketplace Kroger here, they had the lime and they had the plain, but they didn't have the grapefruit. And I really do prefer the grapefruit. It's like a squirt light, you know. I mean, it's not sweet at all, but. All right, anyhow, I'm pulling up at home. I got to unload some groceries, and I'm going to Target. W8FU.
Okay, well, when you get home, if you're home later, I want to run a test on the P25. I found a timer for that display about the call and BID, but it does something a little weird, and I got to try to test it with another signal. So, talk to you later, ABAPR.
Alrighty, I should be home within the hour, and just give me a bump, and I'll be listening. I'll be at a few. Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to Tarjay we go. No Topo Chico at Target. Costco. Not a member. But, yeah, they had, Target had Topo Chico, but I forgot they sell six packs of this blended drink, which is not the same as the sparkling waters. Those you can get most anywhere. The sparkling waters you can't get too many places.
Yeah, we get the Topo Chico sparkling at Costco. Sorry, can't help.
Sure you can. You can suit up. You can go to Costco and buy me a couple of cartons, and you can hand deliver it, and, you know.
Yes, I could do that. That would be helpful.
Anyhow, they got it at the Kroger's by the kid. They supposedly have it at the Kroger right here because it's a marketplace. And but they're always out of the grapefruit, which is the one I like. I mean, I can do the lime, but I really like the grapefruit, and because I don't have to do anything with that. With the lime, occasionally I'll squirt just a drop of that one of those lemonade mixers in there, and I don't have to do that. But yeah, so not easy to find right around me.
Well, I'm assuming you meant the lime. No, I don't know about the grapefruit. I know that Costco has lime for sure.
Yeah, Kroger's had all sorts of lime. They're always out of the grapefruit. And that's what I've been finding. I've been finding, you know, more often than not, they're out of the grapefruit and not the lime. The grapefruit to me tastes like kind of a really, really, you know, weak Sprite, squirt. The lime, I like the lime too, and I will get that occasionally. In fact, I almost broke down and got the lime this time, because I do like that. Do you mix it, or do you just drink it straight up?
I rarely drink it, but Stephen drinks a lot of it. He makes it mostly straight up. I have it once in a while if I don't drink much cola, so if I'm having lunch and it's something spicy or whatever and I just need the bubbles, I'll have some of it, but always the lime. Not much into the flavors myself.
I wonder how those would be in place of tonic in like a gin and topo or a gin and or a vodka and topo. I wonder how that would be, because I do like a gin and tonic, but I don't diet tonic, and the last time I had a regular tonic, it was just as bad the other direction. I've lost my taste for, you know, regular sweet pop. So I wonder how something like that would be with gin or vodka.
I don't know. I can find out, but maybe, yeah. I think tonic brings more to the table for flavor. You know, that works well with the gin, but I don't know. It could be. I'll find out.
As I drive past the Costco, I'm going to go to that Value Center. It's in that same shopping complex that, remember that place I introduced you to recently at 14 and Campbell? It's in that same area right there. And I remember I was looking for boysenberry syrup. I went everywhere looking for it. And I had stopped and had a cappuccino and avocado toast at that little Mia's Bakery place two or three times, all in the, you know, while questing for this boysenberry syrup for Andrea. And for grins, I tried it. Might have been even after the last time you and I met there. And they, lo and behold, they had flavored syrups. So I'm on my way there now because I figured if they got me once, maybe they'll surprise me again.
Well, I hope that you're able to find it. I hope they have it and they save your trip from being worse, because that's also not far from you. I can get there on a regular basis if you know that they always have it. Yeah, I remember that. That was a good breakfast. I remember that place.
Now, my gears are all spinning on this Topo Chico with, what about like a lime-flavored vodka? Huh?
Well, that's the thing about vodka is there's little if any flavor, so you can make anything, you know, spiked. You just add some vodka. So you get yourself a nice, refreshing, weak squirt and add some vodka to it and a few rocks, and there you go. You got your Sunday afternoon pepper.
Nice vodka delivery system. But, yeah, I'll have to give that a try. I'll score some. And even either one, grapefruit or lime, would work with the gin or vodka. The problem with flavored vodkas is you're not getting Grey Goose or better if you're getting into the flavored vodkas, I would think.
I do think you're right. You know, I was going to comment here on the Ham Shack hotline, or the HOIP, that NAPC, you know, called me on the phone and got me all set up, got it going. Went before adding all the other stuff, I thought, well, I'll add the amateur wire, you know, line 2 extension on there. And it was not connecting, and I double-checked all the settings and went into their website, and sure enough, that IP was also banned. So they put in a request to get to unban the IP. Again, not real sure why, but I guess numerous connect requests with the wrong credentials or something like that was enough for them to say that goes on the bad boy list. So once I get this all set up, I'll be less fussy about it, but it's all way outside of my knowledge base. You know, when this guy was on the phone, I was talking to him, and he was going on about this type of provisioning and this server, and, oh, yeah, Hamtrak Hotline was doing this. I'm like, I don't even know what letters you're talking about, guy. But I listened to him. You know, I was polite, but it's just so far over my head.
Yeah, they're all very good. And MLB, what is it? M7MLB, I think. He actually, you know, was getting on our little reflector thing and chatting with us, and you know, they're all very accessible. I don't know how long they'll be able to keep that up if they become the de facto, you know, VoIP service for ham radio. You know, it'll, you know, it could foreseeably, you know, as people transfer over, you know, it could get out of hand without any help. But at least at this point, they're very attentive and they work very well with people. So good stuff. Let's hope they can find a way to hold on to that. All right, I am here at Value Center Marketplace. So I'm going to go see what trouble I can get into here. W8FU, after yours.
Okay, well, I hope they have it. And, yeah, like I said, he was real helpful, and some of the stuff that the system is capable of doing, they're, you know, totally encouraging it and saying, hey, you should try this, and it can do this, and we're going to add this connectivity. 100% the opposite of the previous regime, which obviously didn't work. So, all right, catch you later. K8BB.
They were just too draconian. They wanted too much control. And with that comes, you know, we're amateurs, you know. You got to let us play, right? You know, there's certain things that, you know, are good about control, but also the management becomes impossible. All right, catch ya. W8FU.
Hey,
BB.
How
BB.
Hi, Virgin. I haven't talked to you in a while. What's happening?
Not much. Spent a little time earlier reprogramming my HOIP phone in the shack, and I came out here on the patio earlier to sit and listen to the ball game, and actually spent some time getting one of my antennas back up in the air. It's not actually over the branch that I wanted it over, but my crossbow has been losing power over the years, and it just doesn't quite have the oomph to get it over the branch that I want. But close enough for now, you know. Deal with that some other time. At least it's back up in the air. Just sitting down, listening to the end of the game. It should be ending here any minute.
You mean the Tigers game? They haven't been doing too well lately, have they?
Well, I think it depends on your perspective. They've been on a, you know, winning streak, and then a losing streak. You know, they don't kind of win two, lose one, win three, lose one, win two, lose one. They were doing that most of the season, but out in Sacramento against a mediocre athletic team and lost all three of them to them, which was an upset. So, lost last night, won the night before, winning right now. So, yeah, they're still in second place in all of Major League Baseball, so they're doing okay. Well, they're in first place in the American League and in the division, obviously, but Milwaukee Brewers, the National League Central, they are killing everybody. So, probably no catching them. But I think there are some people who are looking ahead to say, oh, that could be the World Series combo right there.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. It sounds like a World Series matchup. So, we'll see. Well, let's see. Michigan won live yesterday. That got me excited. So, the Lions are starting up next week. Should be good. I'm going to be going to Finley on the next Sunday. So, I think the game's late in the afternoon, so should be able to catch it.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'd like to do, I don't know, I've got plans Friday and Saturday that weekend, so we'll see what happens for Sunday. If I have work obligations that I have to try to adjust, move, you know, one day in one direction or the other, I'm probably going to get plopped onto Sunday, so we'll see. I don't have a ton to get rid of, although I do have some stuff to get rid of. Finley's an awful long way to go for not much stuff to get rid of, so... I'm
going
to have to play that one by ear.
Yeah. I'm going down with Buddy Dave, who's still got stuff from his brother's estate that we're trying to get rid of. A bunch of pretty high-end test equipment and stuff. I don't know if it's going to sell there, but he's got to be willing to really discount stuff.
Yeah, I feel that way sometimes, too. You know, if I've taken something to one or two swaps and it hasn't sold, I'm like, well, I've made reasonable effort to get it in front of an audience. It's probably the price. So, you know, go online, double-check the prices, and just make sure it's a place to move. And it's, in the past, I've been pretty good about that, but every once in a while, I got to be in my bonnet about some piece of equipment. I'm like, well, if I can't get such and such, I'm just not going to sell it. I'm like, well... You know, then don't take it, because nobody's going to pay that. Oh, well. Marketing 101, right?
Yep, that's for sure. Well, I'm sitting here on the lake. I'm looking at a house across. I don't know if it's got, if that's a flagpole behind this house or an HF antenna. It looks too tall to be a flagpole.
I guess I don't know anyone who's on the lake over there. Not that I know everybody. Are you on the RF or are you on a note? Because you are really, really clear into the repeater. Like, sounds like you could be sitting in your living room.
Well, I am on the lake, basically 2 miles from the repeater. There's nothing obstructing me. Watch out, high power. You see, it dropped a... Drop the low power. Does that make any difference? Probably not.
No. Basically the same. Yeah, I guess it makes sense. You're right. You would be nearly line of sight in a really good location. It just seemed especially clear.
Okay, yeah. Now, you know we're losing the site at the end of October, so we're working on an alternative.
I did hear that, and I didn't know the details. I think I heard you say something about it, and then Sean confirmed it. So, yeah, wish I... It's one of those things where I benefit from the repeaters so much, I wish I was able to contribute some help or information, to be like, oh, I know a guy, here's a building, but, oh, man, I just don't think I have any connections.
Yeah, well, we got... couple possibilities and look somewhat decent. So we'll see.
Well, if it comes to needing, you know, extra set of hands or some logistic help or something, you know, grunt work, I will, depending on the time of day and stuff, I'm always happy to help if I can. Like I said, I benefit from sitting back here having easy access to the repeater. So, happy to lend a hand if I can to keep it up or keep it going.
Well, I think wherever we put it is still going to be good for this area. So, still give us handheld coverage around here.
Yeah, I figured that was the goal. I guess I just didn't have any thoughts on a location or connections, but hope it comes together. I know it in its current location, when you had done some recent work and updated the repeater and amplifier and all that stuff, I'm like, wow, it was really smoking.
Yeah, I wonder if it's still up there. It seems like it's been really noisy out in the Troy area lately. I don't know. Could just be trees and stuff, but well, I'm not going to worry about it because, like I said, I got to pull it all out shortly and I'll go through it all. Make sure it's still up to snuff.
Yeah, did you say it was the end of next month, of September or October?
Yeah, the end of next month. I've got to be out of there by October 1st.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty quick. Well, like I said, hope it comes together for you. Did you get the... I forgot, you got a group together and got the urban beam down and repaired and put back up, didn't you? I think I missed that. I know I missed it happening. I just thought I recall you got it back up and online.
Yeah, we did. It's all up and running. I haven't used it that much, but it's working. Yeah. So, anyways, the whole thing is, you know, they want this, they're going to take this tower down. Unless somebody wants it, it's a really rugged 130-foot tower. If somebody wants to take it down, they can have it. So, it's interesting. Trying to see if somebody might want it.
Interesting. There's a lot of towers available that way. You know, if you really scour the ends of the earth, there's a lot of free fruit. You just got to take it down, hire a crew, sign the insurance liability waiver.
We'll say that this particular one is a commercial PIROD lattice tower, so... It is a little bit more than your typical free for the taking tower.
Oh, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, I couldn't do that here, and not even considering it. I am familiar with it just from observation. But now, Pyrex got a 65-foot limit. You got to go to get a permit and get it approved. But supposedly they'll let you put it up to 65 feet, which I would love to do. Again, you know my motivation on that.
Let's see here. Okay, so Sean, you couldn't find your drink, huh?
No, actually, I was going to report. So, double score. I got my wife her syrup plus a particular jam she likes. And they had the lime version, which I could have got at Kroger. For a couple bucks cheaper even, but I said, you know what, lime was my go-to for the longest time, twist of lime, and then I switched to twist of grapefruit, but you know what, I just want to try a carton of twist of lime. So yes, I got it. They had lime and plain mineral water. They did not have the twist of grapefruit. Doesn't look like they were even out of it.
Target?
Oh, no, Target didn't have it. Target, see, they make a couple of products. They make this bottled mineral water, which is what we're talking about. They make it in three flavors. They make, well, no flavor, twist of lime, and twist of grapefruit, but it's basically just mineral water. Then they have a whole slew of, like, flavored drinks, which have some calories. You know, I think there's 60 calories each. And so, you know, I don't even know what those are all about, but they're more like a, you know, they're more like a pop, but they're not. I don't know, but they have those at Target. They did not have these, and these are what I'm looking for here, so.
So where'd you get this one?
Value Center Marketplace, 14 and Campbell, right behind the Outback.
Okay, never heard of it.
Yeah, I know one place. Well, I'm sorry we didn't get the grapefruit, but the twist of lime is popular here, as I mentioned before. I'm going to step out for a minute. It's almost 5 o'clock, and I still got to put away my antenna putting back up stuff so I can get in the house and prepare for the 5 o'clock ritual. So I will step out for a short time. But Phil, nice to hear you. Glad you called out. And I'll catch you guys in a bit. Phil, KBD.
Okay. Wonder what the 5 o'clock ritual is. Probably dinner. All right. Catch you later. ABAPR. Just cruising around the lake. Could be one of the last weekends. Good for it. Hopefully not.
Ah, his 5 o'clock ritual. He puts on nothing but an apron and flip-flops, and he runs around the neighborhood with a trumpet.
Oh, so he's the guy.
There you go. Yep, nice day to be out on the lake, so that's cool. Just catching up with a few things. Probably play around with the new computer a little later. And right now just trying to get some shopping done. I got to decide what's for dinner. I didn't buy anything for dinner while I was out and about, so that's still on the table. Maybe pho. I haven't had pho in a while.
Yeah, what's that company, the slogan is, it's what's for dinner? I can't remember what it is at all.
Good question. I remember pork. Was it pork campaign? No, that was the other way. It's what's for dinner. What the heck was that?
Was it the beef industry?
Honestly, I don't know. I mean, gosh, I've heard that saying, you know, a bunch of times. It's not pork. That was the other white meat, unless they had a separate campaign. I don't think it's chicken. Could be beef, but, you know, beef's the king. It doesn't need a, you know, they don't need no stinking commercial. They already know that's what's for dinner. Maybe.
Yeah, I think it was. It's because when they were making the push about, you know, pork and seeing the other white meat, though, I think it sounds right, you know, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Well, I am in no position to look it up right now, but I will do that later when I get home, but I am pulling up. There are a couple of pretty cool Asian restaurants just north of me that I've never been to, and I'm going to go scope those out, maybe go to one of those. Let's see, what's the name of the one here? What is called the Satay House, so that's probably, well, you never know. The other one's called Kung Fu Noodle. So I've got choices here.
Well, you got that place that right north of you that I think we've been eating at once after a swap, that place on, is it John R. south of 13, or is it on DeQuinder? One of, I think it's DeQuinder, right? On the west side?
Well, there's Fa Thai, which is my go-to favorite. If I was going to get Fa, that's exactly where I'd go, but I might try one of these new places. I'm going to cheat and look at their menus on my phone.
All right, catch you later. Enjoy whatever you get. End up with ABP.
Okay, give it a whirl.
KFA VFD Mobile.
That's you, Max. You're not making it. Yeah, it looks like it's somebody on Mayville. Must have been Freddy. Turn it on analog Mayville. KBW still here.
I'm just out of Saginaw.
Okay, very good. Well, it's definitely making it down here in the Detroit area. So, all connected on the All-Star.
Currently coming in on a Baofeng AR-5RM with just a little rubber ducky, but I am planning to get a new radio. I got one in my cart right now. Looking at getting the FTX One Optima.
Oh, that sounds nice. I haven't talked to anybody who's got one of those yet. They look really, really slick. I got an FTDX10, which I really like.
Should the FTX10?
Yeah, FTDX10. It's just HF. Okay, I think I lost you. Did you copy that?
I did copy that. I wasn't actually looking more at the all-mode radios right now. Just kind of dabbling my feet into where I want to go. And I like the Optima because it does do up to 100 watts. At the high frequency, I think it's only 50 watts at the VHF, UHF, but that's kind of where I was kind of wanting to put my feet in the water at.
Yeah, okay. I've also got an FT991A, which is, VHF, UHF, HF, backup. The FTDX10 has a much better receiver, though, on, at least on HF.
I got you. From what I've read and kind of seen, I think the Optima, FTX1 Optima, has kind of a, I don't want to say upgrade, but a mobile version of the 991.
Yeah, well, I think it's a new generation. It's got the SDR receiver, which the 991 does not have, plus all the other advances they've made in the last number of years. I mean, 991, I think, is already a 10-year-old radio. I think it's been around that long.
Yeah, I've only really truly deep dived into the hobby in the last year, and the 991 seemed like a very good radio, but with this, I'm just kind of looking to get into something right off the bat that's new. I don't know why I'm getting it, honestly.
Because it's fun to get new equipment and play around with it and learn it. Anytime anything new came out, I'd grab it, use it for a while, sell it, then get the next greatest thing. It's just, the latest and greatest.
I guess, yeah. I don't know, I'm just looking for something that can really let me play around, listen on the stuff I can't talk on yet, but also allow me to grow in the future, and that one just seemed like the right place to start. Plus, with I just got a decent raise at work, and it's kind of a self-treat thing.
All right, sounds good. All right, I gotta get back to what I was doing here, so nice talking to you, Luke, and probably talk to you down the road. So, 7-3s, this beautiful sunset, at least where we were just a short time ago, with smoke from the Canadian wildfires, so if you can still see it, take a look. Catch you later, ABAPR, 7-3.
All right, 7-3, catch you later, KF8-EAP.
Go ahead, Chad.